Mark chapter number 6. And this is the direction I felt the Lord would have us go this morning. And you'll find out that I'm not anything of a deep preacher. I just try to preach what the Lord laid on my heart. I'm kind of simple, and I like to preach simple things. But to me, I like to preach things to folks that we have heard before but haven't done yet. Amen. And just be reminded of the truth that's in God's Word. Appreciate the export folks for being here. Wonderful lesson today, Brother Brock. We appreciate that lesson, and he taught so well to us today. Mark chapter number 6, verse number 47. If you have it, please stand for the reading of the Word of God. If you have it, say, I've got it. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. I want you to notice that. Would have passed by them. But they saw him walking upon the sea. They supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I want you to notice that he would have passed by them, but they cried out. I want to preach on this thought. God responds to movement. Amen. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. The Word of God plainly tells us that he would have passed them by, which lets me know that just because you're in a storm or just because you have a need does not mean that Jesus is going to come and help you. If everybody who had a need was to get that need met, there would not be one sick person in our land today. If everybody who had a need, amen, was just automatically healed, or their finances was helped, or their marriage was salvaged, this would be a perfect world. But how many knows it's not a perfect world? And what separates those who has their needs met and who does not have their needs met is those who get desperate enough to cry. Amen. He would have passed them by had they not done something that got their attention. The Bible says they cried out. Thank God they cried. He would have never stopped had they not cried out. Praise God. Amen. I've heard that there are some homes that you can set it up to where when you walk into a room, that automatically, just your presence, when you walk in there, when that presence of somebody comes into that room, there's sensors on the walls that lights will come on to your desired setting. The temperature will change to the desired temperature. Music will start playing, all because everything's set on motion sensors. Have you ever been in places where the paper towel dispenser is no longer has the old crank? You know what I'm talking about. You have to wave your hand. And as long as you keep waving your hand, the paper towels will keep coming. I was pumping gas back home, and I went into the little area there, the convenience store, to get something to eat, and I went in there to wash my hands, and there was no knobs on the faucet, you know, and obviously I knew what it was, and I waved my hand, you know, and as long as I kept my hand waving, the water kept flowing. Amen. It was motion sensitive. You know, everybody, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all have these down here in Ohio? Amen. Amen. You know, that is a lot like our relationship with God. As long as we keep moving, God keeps responding. Praise God. Did you know that we serve a motion sensitive God? Praise the Lord. God is moved toward us based on our movement toward Him. James proves this point in James chapter 4 and verse number 8. When he says, you draw nigh to God, then He will draw nigh unto you. He's telling us, you've got to do something before I do something. You move, then God moves. Praise God. And the way to keep the water flowing is you've got to keep moving. And if you stop moving, the water stops flowing. That's the same way it is with God. You stop moving toward God, God stops moving toward you. There's so many people that sits in our services on Sunday morning and they wonder why in the world God's not responding to them. Why in the world God's not fixing their problems, and why don't they feel God like others feel God? And amen, well, they come to service and they don't feel the presence of God. There's no liberty to worship. There's no liberty to, amen, to lift their hands and, amen, and feel the creator of this universe. They no longer feel Him during the day. They no longer feel Him when they go to work. Amen. They no longer feel that closeness of His presence. They're not quick to feel the moving of the Spirit of God on their lives. Amen. And you know what happens? People start getting frustrated with God. Amen. Because they no longer feel God like they want to feel God. Can I say, amen, that the problem is not on God's part? Amen. The problem is on our part. The problem is we've stopped moving toward God. Amen. I want to tell everybody here today, God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to be close to you. God wants to bless your family. God wants to bless your life. God wants, He takes pleasure in blessing your home. Amen. So the problem is not with God. Amen. The problem is we've stopped moving toward God. And when you stop moving, the water stops flowing. And when you stop praying, the blessings stop coming. And when you stop worshiping, the Spirit stops moving, because He is a God that responds to movement. Amen. If you want God to come to your direction, you got to move toward God's direction. Amen. If you'll do something in this service, amen, no doubt there's some that came into this place and your marriage is on the rocks. Amen. Your children are rebellious. Your finances is in turmoil. You ain't felt God in a while. And you said, oh, if I could just get there, if I could just get to church today, maybe God would help me. I want to tell you, God stands ready. Amen. God stands available to help you. Amen. If you'd move. Amen. If you'd just respond to God. Amen. He will respond to you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, we have people in our churches, amen, that they're always depressed. They're always despondent, amen, about why God blesses some and God doesn't bless them. Why God is prospering some and God's not prospering them. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, those same people that come to me and say God's just not moving like He one time did, they never respond to altar call. They never sing and worship God when the, amen, when worship. Worship says a service is going on. Amen. They never lift a hand in worship. They never shed a tear to the creator of this universe. Amen. I want to remind you, amen, if you don't draw nigh to God, amen, God's not coming to you. Amen. I come to preach to somebody this morning. Amen. I know it's simple. Amen. But I feel like there's somebody in this place. You're in a storm in your life. Amen. You're in your boat and you're toiling and rowing. Amen. And God's a passing by Broadway Assembly. And you know what He's doing? He's looking for somebody who'll respond. He's looking for somebody who'll say, hey, God, over here. Amen. My marriage needs help. My children need help. My family needs help. And if you'll respond to God, God's just waiting to respond to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to read you a scripture in Deuteronomy 30:9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will rejoice over thee for good, as He rejoiced over thy fathers. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Amen. Amen. Wouldn't you like for God to make you plenteous in every work of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body give you good health, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land? Wouldn't you like God to rejoice over your family? Praise the Lord. Amen. We'd all like to be blessed like that. But I got to read the next verse. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep His commandments and His statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God
with all thy heart and with all thy soul. God said, I want to bless you like this. I want to give you good health. I want to bless your finances. I want to bless your homes. Amen. But before I do all this, I want to know what you're going to do for me. Amen. I want to know if you're going to love me with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. You say, preacher, amen, I do worship. I do love God. Amen. Can I say actions speak louder than words? Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. You are the instigators of blessings. Every good thing that happens to you in your life, amen, you've got to instigate it. Amen. That word instigate means to bring about, to stir up, or to urge on. Amen. And the reason some are struggling spiritually is you never instigate any contact with God. You come to church and there's no praise. There's no worship. Amen. There's no involvement. And you leave and you go home and wonder why. Amen. You never felt anything. Amen. He responds to your movement or your lack thereof. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. There's something in my heart. Amen. When they get to singing, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. You see, I know where I was. And I know what God's done for me. And I know how good God's been to me. I can't sit there with no praise. I can't sit there with no worship when I sing about Jesus. And I sing about the cross. And I sing about the wonder-working power of God. Something in me's got to respond. I got to lift my hands. I got to say glory because I'm thankful for what God's done in my life. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise here in this house. Amen. I told him yesterday, listen, God's not playing hide and go seek with you. Amen. God's not playing games with. We act like God's some hard to find character. No, He's not. He's just a cry away. Oh, hallelujah. You came in here and everything in your family has been in a mess this week. Guess what? He's just a cry away. Hallelujah. That's why Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift of God that's within you. I want to tell every young person, every middle-aged person, every older person, you've got blessings inside you. You've got anointing inside you. You just got to stir it up every now and then. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You know what I'd do today in this service if I was you? If I hadn't felt God in a while, I'd stir it up a little bit. Amen. If it'd been a while since I felt the presence of God, amen, you know what I'd do in this place? I'd forget who was sitting beside me. I'd forget how I got to church, and I'd stir it up a little bit. How do I do that, preacher? Amen. You say glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And before you know it, God is responding to you and your family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of sweet tea. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you something. There's some sweet tea, then there's some sweet tea. Amen. And Sister Sarah makes some sweet tea. I mean, I like it like syrup, you know. If I'm going to drink tea, I don't want to waste my time to have a bitter flavor in it. I want something that's sweet. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like my wife. She makes it. And there's a little bit of tea and a whole lot of sugar. Amen. Anybody know I'm talking about that here? Praise the Lord. But I found something out. You can get that tea. Amen. And you can pour you a cup of tea that hasn't already had sugar in it. Amen. Or get you a cup of coffee. Any coffee drinkers here? Praise the Lord. Amen. Had a good cup today from McDonald's. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I watched a guy one time. We were sitting there at a little breakfast place. Me and my wife eating breakfast. He ordered a cup of coffee. And he got the old, you know, them old sugar containers. And I'm not kidding you. Here's what he did. I'm not kidding you. I mean, probably a good 15 seconds. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm fixing to see a heart attack right here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I noticed something. Praise the Lord. He had to do something else. It wasn't just the sugar, amen, that made the coffee sweet. He had to get a spoon. Amen. And he had to begin to stir. Come on now. Amen. Because it's not the sugar that makes the tea sweet. It's the stirring that makes the tea sweet. Amen. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of folks get saved. Amen. They get that good old dose of, amen, salvation. Amen. Aren't you glad you're saved today? Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. But then they sit back in a church pew for the next 30 years and they never hit the altar again. They never worship. Amen. I've seen folks get the Holy Ghost. Amen. And for the next 30 years they sit back. Amen. They never talk in tongues again. Amen. I want to tell you, I don't care how long you've been saved or how long you got the Holy Ghost. If you never stir it up, ain't nobody's going to want what you have. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, every now and then, you've got to get the spoon of worship. Amen. And the spoon of praise and stir up the gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every now and then, it's all right to come to church and just let the world know, amen, I'm glad to be saved. Amen. I'm glad that I'm blood bought. Amen. I believe that God, amen, can heal any sickness. But every now and then my faith gets low and I gotta stir it up. Amen. I believe that God can forgive any sin. Amen. But every now and then I gotta get a spoon and I gotta stir it up. Amen. I believe that God can supply, amen, all my needs according to His riches and glory. But every now and then I gotta stir it up. Amen. I come to preach to somebody. If my faith was low today, I'd start stirring. I'd start moving. I'd start responding. And if you'll respond, God will respond to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So many people's relationship with God is about what they can get out of it. What can God do for me? But in return, they never do anything for God. Amen. Amen. You know what? Praise the Lord. You know what I'm going to get out? Amen. Use your imagination. A box. You know what I'm going to get out of this box? You might want to know. Act like it's empty, okay? Somebody said tissues. Imagination. What am I going to get out of this box? Absolutely nothing. You know why? Because I put absolutely nothing into it. Come on now. I'm going to tell you why some of you never get anything out of your relationship with Christ. It's because you never put anything into your relationship with Christ. I want to tell you something. Showing up to church on Sunday morning doesn't make you any more of a Christian than you parking yourself in a garage and calling yourself a car. Come on, somebody. We got a lot of lost folks that show up on Sunday morning and they think just because they come to church on Sunday that they're a Christian. No, it's not. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you something. There's a whole lot of living outside these walls. Come on now. Amen. That's why. Amen. That's why. Amen. Some come to church and they never put any prayer. They never put any praise. They never put any worship. And then we wonder why we don't get anything out of service. Come on, somebody. God has set this whole Christian experience up to where you get out of it exactly what you put into it. Amen. You put nothing in this morning, you're going to get nothing out this morning. But if you put everything in, you'll get everything out. That's why two people can leave the same service. And one person says, man, that's the deadest service I've ever been in. Man, that was boring. Nothing happened. And the next person can leave the same service and say, my God, that was awesome. Amen. That was powerful. You know why? Because one didn't put anything into it. And the other one said, amen, I'm going to put a little praise in. I'm going to put a little worship in. Amen. I'm telling you, you will get out of church exactly what you put into church. Amen. That's why we praise. That's why we clap. That's why we jump. That's why we worship. Amen. It's not noise. It's just not racket. It's just not calisthenics. Amen. But we know that if we put our heart into it, amen, God's going to give us something back. He'll bless my family. He'll give me good health. He'll bless my children. Amen. Come on. Put something into it. Amen. Put a hallelujah into it. Put a glory into it. And if you'll put something in, you're going to get something out. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. I've had people say, I just can't believe you get so emotional while you preach. Had one guy tell me, he said, man, if you don't calm down, you're going to ruin yourself. You're going to be an old man quick. There's only one way I know to come to church. And that is to give God everything out of my life. I'll just be honest with you. I tell them like this at the home church. If they can go to the ball games and the political rallies, the rock concerts, all these other things, and give everything to their gods that's not done anything for them. And really, I'll be honest with you. Amen. I'm not being sarcastic or anything. I'm preaching to you my heart. Amen. The church takes a hit a lot of times because of our enthusiasm in a sanctuary. They call us fanaticals. They call us radical. I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather be a radical for Christ than to be a radical for a football team. I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, and we say Cleveland Browns because that's where I'm at. I can say Oklahoma City Thunder. Amen. At the end of the day, they ain't getting me out of hell. But He did. Oh, hallelujah. I said He did. Amen. So excuse me if I'm a little emotional. I'm just glad I don't have to go to hell. Amen. Amen. They can shout when they cross a little chalk line with a pigskin. I can shout when I cross the blood line with the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, that's why I come to church. Amen. And I'm emotional. And I worship because I know, because of what He did at Calvary, I don't have to go to hell. I'm saved this morning. And I know God will bless me if I give my life back to Him. Hallelujah. How many says amen this morning? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm fixing to close. Jehoshaphat was in the battle of his life. What did he do? 2 Chronicles 20 and 21. I won't read it for the sake of time. They go into battle, and he appoints singers unto the Lord. Not swordsmen, not bowmen, not chariots, not horses. He's saying, if we're going to battle, I'm going to put some praise out in front of me. I'm going to put some worship out in front of me. And you know what happened? God sent ambushments, and they turned on each other. And Israel gathered the spoils for the next 3 days. I want to tell you something. When you're in a battle, you know what the enemy wants you to do? He wants you to come to church sad and depressed and gloomy and mad at the world. He wants you to come to church and have a pity party and pass out invitations to that party. You know how you pass out invitations to your pity party? Come on, somebody. You walk in here and everybody knows that you're going to a pity party. That's what the devil wants you. I've done it before myself. Yeah, I've had the weight of the world come in, your shoulders sagging and your chin dragging. Hey, man, you're sitting there thinking, well, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. That's what the devil wants you to do. Hey, man, but I'm going to tell you something. Or you can understand, when you come to church, God responds to movement. God responds to praise. And you can come in here and say, you know what? I don't feel very good this morning, but I'm going to have a hallelujah anyhow praise. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, He inhabits the praises of His people. If we respond to God, God's going to respond to us. What Paul and Silas do, amen, what they do when they got in prison, amen, they could have sat there and said, well, amen, I guess we can invite the jailer to the pity party, and I guess we can invite the other prisoners to the pity party. Why don't you say we do something? Amen, what are you going to do, Silas? I don't know. What are you going to do? How about singing a song? Amen. Amen. That sounds like a good idea to me. Amen. And I just think they might have struck up a course. Amen. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. I don't know what they're singing. Amen. Maybe they were singing, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. I tell you what they wasn't doing though. They wasn't sitting there sad and depressed and gloomy. They said, if we're going to get out of this mess, we got to put some praise out in front of us. Amen. And I want to tell you, you came in here in a prison house. Amen. You came in here, amen, feeling locked up like you can't worship God. I dare some of you, amen, to stand to your feet, throw your hands in the air, and say hallelujah anyhow. I'll praise Him anyhow. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, I dare you right now. Come on, the devil didn't think you'd do it. The devil thought you'd sit there all day. The devil said they won't have a good service. The devil said Broadway will be quiet. I dare you to throw your hands up and say it's been a rough week, but hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. They was rowing. They was toiling. Jesus was watching. And all of a sudden, here comes Jesus. Amen. The Bible said he would have passed them by. But all of a sudden, Peter said, is that him? Has anybody recognized that Jesus is in this house? Is that him? You know what Peter did? Oh, hey. Hey, Jesus. Jesus. Hey, we're in trouble over here. Amen. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I bet them 12 looked at him like some of you looking at me. Amen. Amen. He's lost his mind. Noah, he's desperate. Amen. He's desperate. He needs God. Amen. I wish there's a daddy in this house that say, my children been messing in my home. Amen. My children's been rebellious. My wife don't want to come to church. But hey, oh, Jesus. Hey, over here, God. Hey, Jesus. Hey. And I want to tell you, if you'll respond, he'll respond to you. If you'll get his attention, he'll come walking on the water and meet your need. It wasn't the crisis that got Jesus' attention. It was their cries. Well, he knows I'm in trouble. Come on, Sister Sarah, come to the piano. He knows I need help. Yeah, he knows. But he also is waiting on you to do something about it. He knows that you and your wife ought to grab each other by the hand and say, today we're coming down to that altar. We're going to make a commitment today that we're not quitting. We're not giving up. We're not throwing in the towel. We're going to stick in the boat. We're going to stay with Jesus. If Jesus responded to crisis, you wouldn't be in one. But he responds to cries. Oh, hallelujah. I'm done. But I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I'm trying to tell somebody, all you got to do, as long as you keep moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you. God, I praise you. It's been a rough week, but God, I love you. Got laid off from my job, but Lord, you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. Lord, I got a bad doctor's report, but you're Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. God, my mind's overclouded, but you're Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. God, I thank you. Lord, what are you doing, preacher? I'm just moving. Just moving. Just trying to get God's attention. I just want God to know that, hey, I'm here. Is there anybody in this house today on a Sunday morning that step out of your pew right now and say, preacher, I'm in trouble. I'm in a storm. I'm not saying you're lost. I'm not preaching right now so much to lost folks. If you're lost here today, you ought to be the first one to get out of your pew and say, hey, I don't want to go to hell. Amen. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. But I'm calling for somebody who's in this house whom you're in a storm. And today you'd say, you know what? I really don't care if this is out of normal. I don't really care if this ain't the protocol and we normally don't do it this way. All I know is I need Jesus in the boat. I need him to speak peace. Be not afraid. Be of good cheer. It's I. Is there somebody that'll just break this ice right now? Step out of your pew. God bless this one. Hallelujah. Here's one right here that says, you know what? I really don't care what people think about me. All I know is I'm in trouble. And I need help from God. God bless this gentleman right here. I'm telling these ain't bad folks. These are saved folks that's coming down to the altar saying, I'm in a storm. Jesus, here I am. You know what? You know what's happening in heaven right now? Motion sensors are going off. I said, motion sensors are going off right now in heaven. And you know what Jesus is saying? I got some people down there responding. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to step to the bow of their boat and I'm going to speak peace in their situation. Amen. Come on. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you altar workers, I want you to come. Some of you altar workers, I want you to come. Lay hands on these. Amen. I'll tell you what I want you to do that's in the altar. I want you to lift your voice. I want you to cry out to God, saying, God, I'm in trouble. God, I need help. God, I need deliverance today. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to invite everybody that will to make your way to the front. Everybody that will, just gather on in here today. Amen. God's in this house. The Lord is in this house. Hallelujah. God is in this house.
Don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. If you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. What God can do. If you go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. Oh, if you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. The Lord sent Moses to Egypt land. He only had a rod in His hand. When things got hard, He said, stretch out your rod. All He had to do was take a step. Oh, if you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. I feel like praising Jesus. I feel like praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Jesus. I feel like praising Him. I'm gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Oh, if you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. If you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. I'm gonna walk on out in Jesus' name. I've been falsely accused, I'm not ashamed. I've got faith in God and I got faith in myself. All I gotta do is take a step. Oh, if you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do. If you'll go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take a step. I feel like praising Jesus. I feel like praising Him. Praise Him in the morning. Jesus. I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, if you'll take one step, He'll take two. There ain't no limit what God can do.